What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Remix Pod. Yeah, we have been gone for way too long. Last time we did this, we did the wild card round.
It was a wild card round.
It was the wild card round. So we missed a lot. But today we're going to be talking about the XFL. We're going to be talking about what we missed from the NFL playoffs. And then we're also going to do some NFL offseason stuff. All right. So I'm again joined by Lance. Say what up, though.
What's the deal? How you guys doing?
That's my guy. Okay, he's literally gonna be here the whole time. At this point, I probably shouldn't say that he's here anymore because he's going to be here. But so first up, you said we got the XFL, so the beautiful football league that joined that probably will merge with the USFL very soon.
And make us a whole little minor league.
Yeah, the XFL, with probably some of the most random assortment of almost NFL quarterbacks and NFL quarterbacks. So what game are we starting with first, Lance?
We did the Vipers and the Renegades, a two-point game that was pretty close to the end. I mean, the Vipers were doing their thing. Luis Perez was slinging that rock. I mean, the whole time I was watching, I was thinking, like, this kid. Yeah, I remember. This man has that touch. This man can definitely get that ball up and down the field. Mm-hmm. He was an NFL quarterback, so, you know, at the end of the day, to be expected. From what we've seen, these NFL quarterbacks definitely have separated themselves, even if they were four stringers or backups or forever backups, emergency backups, whatever they were in the NFL. They obviously are still a different breed than the quarterbacks that did not make the league.
Yeah, and it definitely shows. He did have three touchdowns and two interceptions,
yeah,
which was something. Also, one thing I want to point out, every team that scored first this week lost. That is
probably, also got to think about the coaching. Okay, this is the coach and staff that can't make the league. Okay, so
exactly.
Maybe they are coach and staff that gave up a couple leads in the past, whatever.
But I just think that is one of the funniest stats ever. I was just looking at it and I was like, every team that scored first lost. But I mean, he threw the ball 36 times, 22 for 36. He balled out, but he lost. Those two interceptions were both pick sixes. He's living the Jameis Winston lifestyle of I threw five touchdowns, just two were to the other team. So and also the team they played, the Renegades, they didn't score a touchdown on offense.
That's pretty crazy to think of. That is a crazy.
They didn't score a touchdown on offense. Their quarterback, Drew Plight, I've never heard of him. Sorry, guys. I don't know who the fuck that is. When you went 19 for 25, he also had an interception. But, dude, like, what? Like, it sucks that basically Perez threw that game away because the defense was there. The defense was getting stops. It was just,
they were definitely that's just crazy to think that he. Wow, I did not see that stat before. I was looking at that.
What, that they did, that they didn't score on offense?
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
Yeah, Perez definitely kept them in that game because it just...
their running back, Devon Smith, I mean, 15 rushes, 42 yards, no touchdowns. I mean, he was definitely somebody to give the rock to, but their defense was just playing too good. I mean, the Vipers are definitely good. I mean, when you break it down like that, Luis Perez definitely sold the game. I mean, damn. If you erase those mistakes, you guys win that game. You guys are looking like one of the best teams in the league.
They're definitely one of the tougher teams to beat. I mean, your defense basically pitched a shutout.
Tried their absolute damnedest.
Your defense basically pitched a shutout. If he can limit the mistakes, they win that game. And I'm honestly want to see where they go from here. Any final thoughts on that game?
No, not really.
Yeah. So what game we got next?
Let's see here, we got the Guardians and the Roughnecks. The only blowout.
Yeah, the Roughnecks one is stupid.
It's crazy to think that the Roughnecks have replenished themselves. You know, like had that 2 years, had players go to the NFL like PJ and all the other players because they did win the championship.
They had PJ. They had like two wide receivers that were absolutely insane. Wow, I cannot remember. Lit to see who it was, but they had PJ, and then I just remember they were literally dominating the league before in the 2020 season.
Now they still have somebody. I mean, they got Deontay Burnett,
Oh,
who
Sammy
had.
Coates, former Pittsburgh Steeler, Sammy
Oh,
Coates.
yeah. I do remember that. I do remember seeing that.
Yeah, they had Sammy Coates who was torching the league. But yeah, and now they have Brandon Silvers who went 26 of 42. So he what went 50% and 272, two touchdowns, two interceptions. I didn't watch this game. I just watched the highlights. I was, too busy. Also, I think people said that this year was kind of a down year for the XFL opening week, but the fucking NBA All-Star break was on. Okay, I don't think a lot of things are going to do better. Like, I'm minor league football is not going to beat the NBA All-Star break at all. The Mac McClung was saving the dunk contest, so we were all tuned into that. Nobody was watching this game.
I think the Roughnecks, first of all, they got great receivers again. Okay, they got Deontay Burnett, 8 catches, 90 yards and a touchdown. And then they also have Giontre Kirkland, who had 571 and a touchdown.
Yeah, what?
Exactly.
Oh,
Exactly. Quarterback was spreading the love. Josh Gordon being in the league is also amazing. We're gonna get into it with the Sea Dragons game, but like that's just amazing to see. He's top five in receiving this year.
571 is insane. Touchdown. That's fucking silly. Oh, also, while we're here, Paxton Lynch becomes the first ever quarterback to be benched in the NFL, the XFL, the USFL, and the CFL.
Think it's time to hang up them cleats, my guy.
Congratulations, Paxton. Congratulations. You know
You
how.
are, you are. I mean, it's easy to get benched in the NFL. I get that.
Yeah, exactly. But you've been benched in every minor league version.
Yeah, so I guess in that situation, right? Paxton Lynch is the one outlier of NFL quarterbacks doing good in this XFL or in any league other than
He's just doing bad.
Pop Warner.
Can I just say, Paxton Lynch probably has one of the greatest football builds ever, but just isn't good. He's 6'7". He's a 6'7" quarterback.
One of the greatest scammers, I think, in the NFL.
Greatest game. Oh, greatest scammer in NFL history,
I
dude.
mean, in all these leagues' history at this point, like at the end of the day, who's going to take another chance? If he gets another chance, it's like, come on, guys. We know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and then I mean his backup came in. His backup also threw two interceptions. So if you're the Orlando Guardians,
You're
tank.
in a silly situation.
Just tank this year, okay? Let everybody get a win.
I
Just tank.
think I think it's also important to think that this season of the XFL is the beginning of something longer. So teams need to understand that there will be some type of a draft of all the undrafted that don't get put onto an NFL roster. Probably we get an XFL draft right after that of all those players of that little pot. And then you feel me? And then we have training camp of more players that want to go out for these teams and see if they have the opportunity to make it onto these teams. And then we're getting a little bit more solidified rosters. We're also getting draft picks now. We're also building these teams up a little bit more. Eventually, like we said, hopefully these two leagues that are competing combine and make us a minor league team. So now all these NFL teams can kind of have a G League that they can have two-way contracts, picking people up and sending them down. Just
Yeah.
giving people more time, like maybe practice squad players get a pay raise because they're a little
They're
bit
on
better.
those teams, yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah, if the XFL and the USFL merged instead of trying to compete with each other, they would be a dope ass minor league. I'm not gonna lie to you.
That's what I'm
It
saying. That would
would
be
be.
so crazy to even imagine. Just like, even if like imagine we have like a double A, triple A situation like baseball with, yeah, or like a ECHL, AHL with hockey, where it's like the, we're talking about the XFL being the minor league, and then like our practice squads, everyone has a practice squad team and they run it throughout the year.
Yeah, that would be tough. I would still like it to be like in the spring though. I wouldn't want it to be during the NFL season,
because yeah, no, just... there's no reason to double up on it. It's, yeah, that's too much. You will keep the eyes away. You'll keep all the stars that are in those leagues hidden, and that's, we don't want that. We want those stars to be seen, and then they get a chance to make these contracts.
Yeah. Also, the Guardians have probably the worst O line in the league. They gave up 7 sacks. Okay, 4 on Lynch.
So you looked it up. That's crazy.
Yeah. They gave up 7 sacks. You can't do that, bro. Like,
wait, that was Paxton Lynch O-line?
Yeah, Paxton Lynch's O-line, he got sacked four times with a loss of 27 yards, and then Dormady got sacked 3 times for a loss of 15 yards.
That's crazy.
Gay. So, and that's just sacks. We don't even know how many times he was getting pressured. Like, he's basically getting pressured every single time he touches the ball. Like, that's, no. No, can't do that. So, like I said, if you're the Orlando Guardians, thank you for coming. You're tanking this season. Sorry to tell you. There's no way you're winning a football game. All right, what's the next game we got?
We got the Battlehawks versus the Brahmas.
Yeah, the Brahmas blew a 15-point lead.
They have the number one running back in the league, Kalen Ballage.
Former Dolphins legend.
24 carries, 84 yards. You can't hate on that. You know, you got to feed them. You got to make sure that big running back's touching the ball. That's going to be the new Derrick Henry.
Isn't he like 6'4"?
Yes, he's huge. That boy is huge. That boy is a power back. He's going to be the Derrick Henry of the XFL.
Calling it now. XFL MVP.
Total yards. Okay, so listen. So he had 4 targets. He had 3 catches. He ended up having a total yards of 97 yards. So with those 84 and the 13 yards receiving, 97 yards. That boy had a great game.
He had a great day out at the office.
Yep. No touchdowns. So got to get him in the end zone.
And he plays for he plays for the Brahmins, right?
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. So
because my favorite quarterback in the XFL, previously I am an Alabama fan, you know, so watching AJ McCarron win all those titles and Trent Richardson and Amari Cooper and all these superstars that, you know, that really didn't get as much love as they should have. I mean, Amari Cooper, he just had a shit beginning of his career because he was with Derek Carr. I think we all realize Derek Carr isn't shit.
It's not that guy.
And he went to Dak, which again, and then he went to Deshaun and Jacoby. Like, we just need to get Amari onto a winning roster. Everyone's gonna see Amari's that guy.
Amari to the Lions.
Okay. But apart from that, AJ McCarron, he also got a shit hand. You know, he was drafted 5th round to the Bengals. I mean, I'm sure his age had to do something with that, you know, leaving so late. But like, man,
being the backup to Joe Burrow is not gonna get you.
No, he wasn't the backup to Joey B. He was backup to Andy.
He was the backup to Ant.
Yep.
Yeah, he should have got a starting job. Sorry.
Yeah, I think they tried to get him there. Yeah, I don't think he did too well, but it was just rough. It's just rough because that Bengals team was ass. Okay, that Bengals team was ass. It hasn't been good until Joey B got there.
Shout out to Joe Burrow for revitalizing the Bengals.
Yeah. And T. Higgins being the actual beginning part to all that.
T. Higgins.
Joe Mixon. Actually, Joe Mixon is the beginning part to that.
It used to be him and Giovanni Bernard in the backfield.
That's crazy. Lil Gio was a superstar.
Gio was a superstar. But AJ McCarron has the second worst O-line in the league because he got sacked 5 times.
Crazy. Crazy. Still won the game, though.
Yeah. That shows that they just gave him enough time to throw it because he went 18 for 26. He had a good game. 190. 2 touchdowns. No picks.
Kept the game. The only quarterback to keep the game clean, which is great. And you see in the total, if he throws a pick, you know, maybe it is a pick six and they lose that game.
But, dude, fucking, if you're the St. Louis Battlehawks, your O-line needs to just give bro time. He's, I'm not going to lie, he might be the best quarterback in this league, okay?
And this is this is exactly where he strives, you know? And lesser talent, I think he's just one of those smart guys. I think he should have stayed in the league as a backup. I don't know how he got kicked out of the league. Maybe he just didn't have enough to give on the field. But, like, I feel like he's just a smart guy that can get the job done.
It's okay. He's about to make the XFL his bitch, and I'm here for it. I'm fucking here for it.
Now we got the Defenders and the Sea Dragons for the last game.
Ben DiNucci threw the ball 54 times.
Toting that rock.
Toting the fuck out of the rock. He's airing that bitch out every play.
Airing it, running it. I seen Ben DiNucci get whacked right before a first down. I seen Ben DiNucci get clobbered. Like, it was, man.
His soul is in this game.
Right, Pearson now needs to be on notice to get pulled up to the league. He runs a 4.2.
People are saying the only reason why he's not in the league is because he's so short, but he...
From John Ross, Jakeem Grant. What do we need to, like, put him on a punt return?
Yeah.
Just give him the ball. Let him get a chance.
Make him turpin, dude, because it's like, it makes no sense. He
14 targets, 12 receptions, 95 yards. That's enough said. He only dropped two balls. Maybe those were overthrown, underthrown. Like, he caught everything that was in his vicinity, pretty much.
He's here. And he's doing this on a team with
Josh
Gordon.
Nine targets, six receptions, 74 yards in the tub.
Josh Gordon. And then, you know, Ben DiNucci to give Josh Gordon that touchdown, did his best Pat Mahomes impression. Just run off and flip.
Just a little flick. Just a little flick to Josh Gordon. That was beautiful.
That was a beautiful fucking play.
Who's that running back? Let's look at
the running back
for the Sea Dragons. Because I really like the Sea Dragons, especially.
They could honestly be the best team in the league.
Brendan Knox. He only had 11 carries. He had 31 yards in the tub. He had nothing in the air. I mean, you have a lot of talent around, and they threw the ball. I would expect Brendan Knox to be a part of the game plan a little bit more going into the week next week, and then maybe
tomorrow they play tomorrow.
Oh, going into tomorrow, and then that would limit Ben DiNucci's amount of times he's throwing it, and that would probably limit those picks. Just because you throw it 54 times, you're going to throw up a couple bad balls. It's only fair that some of them get picked off.
He had two picks, but he threw, like I said.
You look in the league, you tell me how many times a quarterback throws it 60 times and doesn't throw a pick.
No one.
Exactly. No I mean, even did. Tom, well, Pat, shit, I didn't even, all of them.
I didn't even notice Brandon Silvers threw it 42 times.
All of them, when I was looking at the stats earlier, all of the quarterbacks except the quarterbacks in the 100s threw the ball a fair amount. They were throwing that.
They are literally airing that bitch out every play.
That's good to see, though. That's.
I mean, but if you're Ben DiNucci, you have Jakeem Pearson, who runs a 4.2 40. You have Josh Gordon, former NFL All-Pro receiver. Like, I'm throwing it up all the time, too.
I did not see this. The DC Defenders have a tight end that is one of the top five leading rushers. He has eight carries for 8 yards. He has one catch for 14 yards off of two.
DC Defenders.
They got that boy running the Debo.
Jordan Te'amu about to take this team to a whole nother level. You know, Jordan Te'amu is the only starting quarterback not to get sacked this week.
That's
impressive. Shout out to bro.
That's impressive. Didn't De'Aaron King sack though?
No. So, nope. Defenders.
Run. Great job. Great
defenders.
Job.
Defenders. Best O-line in the league.
Literally. Keeping the quarterback clean.
Keeping him safe. I don't. Who's. Oh, yeah. Steven Montez did come in for a little bit. They threw the ball a collective 56 times. Fuck. Because I forgot Steven Montez even went in for that one play. But yeah, Jordan Te'amu, he did his thing. He's the worst starting quarterback on paper because he only had 86 yards. But he also likes to run the ball a lot. I think he had a rushing touchdown, if I'm not
He did. He did
mistaken.
indeed.
Yeah, and
The
also they won
defense
that
really
game.
won that game for him.
Yeah. Yeah, and even though the defense was very mediocre, honestly, because the Ben DiNucci had a chance to come back down the field. They did get a game-winning sack, but it shouldn't have been that close. They got all the way down the field goal range, but they needed a touchdown to win. They got all the way down there, and then he gets sacked. But it's like it got to a point to where it was like, dang, last minute, y'all can't lock up. Like, what's going on?
All right, you
Right.
want to go into some predictions real quick? Not too much analysis, just predicting them off the fly.
Yeah, because we don't have a lot of analysis to give.
Exactly. Like, there's not too much. After week one, I mean, it's safe to say, like, the Battle Hawks might, they might not turn that ball over. But, like, hey, at the end of the day, anything could change. Like, all the quarterbacks in the league threw two picks. What was that?
Did they? Damn, they did.
It's crazy to think. Like, they were all just chucking up some biscuits. So,
They
at the end
all.
of the day, is ball clean, throwing an interception, like being one interception, like underneath two, like that's really where you need to be.
You
Because,
throw an
like, this
interception
week,
or less.
people are gonna they're gonna give that ball. I feel like that's going to be something that keeps all these games close and keeps all these
It's a
just
great league to be a DB in, though. We'll tell you that.
great league.
It's
Great league.
a great
So,
league to be a DB.
Thursday, we got the Sea Dragons and the Battle Hawks. It's going to
Yeah.
be a great game. As we, I mean, I feel like week one, we've seen them go out that Sea Dragons are going to be issue and the Battle Hawks are.
Yeah, definitely think the Seahawks are going to 0-2 though. Unless they
Yeah,
can
the
get some
Sea
pressure,
Dragons, definitely the Sea
unless they
Dragons,
can.
not the
Oh, I watch the
Seahawks.
NFL, okay? But I think the Sea Dragons definitely go down 0-2 here. They have an explosive offense, but if
Definitely something to watch for. Definitely something
yeah.
like the Chiefs.
Definitely something like the Chiefs. They have a highly explosive awesome offense, probably the best offense in the league. But if AJ McCarron's O-line can just do their job and block, even if you hold the motherfucker, okay? Just hold the motherfucker. As long as you can keep them away from your quarterback, AJ easily wins this game. He dissects the fuck out of this. He wins, okay? It's fairly easy. But if he keeps getting pressure back there, St. Louis is done. St. Louis is cooked
Yeah,
if any
he can't
pressure
get
gets back
sacked
there.
five times in a game every game and make it out healthy. At the end of the day,
Yeah,
AJ
oh
is
yeah.
your chance to win this. So, like, AJ gets hurt, it's over for you guys. Sorry.
AJ gets hurt, it is definitely over for them.
Yeah. So, I'm going with you on the Sea Dragons. I think Sea Dragons bounce back. I don't think he can get sacked that many times and win. It's impossible. It's hey, the only person that's done it is Joey B, and he couldn't win the Super Bowl when you get sacked that much.
Exactly,
You can't win.
but also is Ben DiNucci's arm gonna be okay by like week five?
That's what I'm
He's
saying. I imagine, I think everyone was trying to make a little bit of flair week one. I think a lot more ground game will be here. Hopefully. I mean, you gotta hope that some type of normality of football returns, because if no normality comes, then it's gonna be just a wild week every week, and we won't know who's gonna be the best team because they're all gonna be pretty close and similar if they're all throwing the ball this much and throwing this
Like
many turnovers.
usually got to be concerned for his health. They're short turnaround. He just threw what? Because they played Sunday. They
That
played
is
on Thursday.
crazy.
So
Short
short
turnaround.
turnaround. He's thrown 54 balls, not including what? I don't think they include the conversions afterwards, the extra point conversions, which is not kicking, if you guys didn't know. It's not a kicking. They can go for 1, 2, 3 point conversions and they, it's a play.
They
But
done messed up. They have two short weeks.
Yeah. So, I mean, I do think the Sea Dragons bounce back, but we need to monitor Ben DiNucci's arm. Ben DiNucci's shoulder.
His both of the best quarterbacks playing Thursday, and both of them can be out by midseason.
Man. Fucking AJ's ACL is going to be gone by midseason, and fucking DiNucci's going to throw his shoulder. Elbow is
going to be detaching from the rest of his hands.
Gonna have a fucking rotator cuff injury and shit.
Yeah, I'm trying
to do that.
It's gonna be rough. But Saturday we got Defenders versus the Vipers.
I like this game. I like the Vipers. I do like the Defenders. They are a pretty good team, but Jordan Te'amu needs to throw more than.
And the Vipers defense is. Really the Vipers great.
Defense is insane.
Really great. So I, for the day, the Vipers. Come out the top. I mean, two good defense going up against each other. One offense was better than the other.
Yeah, and then Luis Perez is also like needs to not throw picks, but I think that goes without saying.
Yeah. We got the Brahmas and the Guardians.
Brahmas, like I said, Orlando tank this year. Okay. You have Paxton Lynch. You know, I'm not gonna lie, I might watch that game just to see who they start. It's just to see if they put Paxton back out there.
Kalen Ballage for 200 yards this game.
Kalen Ballage.
The Roughnecks versus the Renegades, the only game with two undefeated still.
Roughnecks. Roughnecks are the most dangerous team in the league currently.
Yeah. Renegades offense was looking pretty
pretty
ridiculous. Up until all the way until the final buzzer. the Renegades, the Roughnecks actually have a great offense, got a good defense. They'll be great. They might go undefeated this year.
My quarterback of the week next week is going to be Ben DiNucci. Okay. I'm counting on you, Ben. All right. Gucci DiNucci is about to go off. He's about
You know what? Hard. I'm switching it. I'm going Battlehawks, and I'll go quarterback of the week going AJ.
AJ?
Yeah.
I could definitely see that. I could see AJ getting quarterback of the week if he doesn't fucking die.
that's my point, right? At the end of the day, he won that game because he did almost die back there. And if he doesn't, we know.
We know AJ McCarron's a fucking dog, but it's not gonna matter if he keeps getting speared every single time he has the ball, dude. But yeah. Gucci DiNucci, I'm praying for you, bro. You got two of the best wide receivers in the league. You got Mr. 4240 and Mr. Stay Off the Weed. Like, you got the two greatest wide receivers, dude. You should have this. Where's quarterback Paxton Lynch? I do not want to see you on a football field for the rest of the time I live.
That's pretty easy. That's a pretty easy answer. Paxton Lynch, you need to hang up them cleats, my guy.
You need to hang up them cleats.
I don't know any other quarterback that would be in your position and wouldn't hang up those cleats. And I understand what you think, right? You're at the bottom. This is going to be a great movie someday when you're a starting quarterback. It's not going to happen, my guy. You've been benched in all of the leagues. It's not like you need to be thinking about the come-up story to be a starting quarterback in the XFL. Okay? That's going to be your movie. When I became the starting quarterback of an XFL team.
Don't they have three quarterbacks?
Like, come on, my guy. It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Need to hang up those cleats.
Also, Ballage going off for like 250 and two touchdowns.
Yeah.
I need it. Oh, DeAndre Francois is their third quarterback.
Oh! No, he's harder than you, Paxton. Francois.
Put in Francois.
Listen, Francois was going to be an NFL quarterback until Alabama fucked him up. Alabama fucked him up all the way to a point where he couldn't be an NFL quarterback. Put in Francois.
This is the greatest revelation I've ever seen in my life. I was like Paxton Lynch. I was like, if Paxton Lynch is on your team, you could not have anybody else that I possibly know. I don't know who the fuck Quentin Dormady is, but the fact that he got the start over DeAndre Francois.
Yeah, FSU legend.
Breaking my fucking heart. I better see DeAndre Francois next time I turn on my fucking TV.
That's crazy. That's so crazy. I love that. Need that next week.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to watch the Guardians. Guardians, dark horse. Dark horse team.
Dark horse. Maybe you don't need to pack it up this season. Maybe you don't need to pack it up. All right. You're right. FSU legend. He plays for Orlando. That's Mr. Florida right there. Give Mr. Florida a shot.
No reason for him not to have a shot.
Give Mr. Florida a fucking shot.
Hometown hero.
Hometown hero. See, look, that's who needs the movie. Mr. Francois.
Exactly. That's going to be a wild movie right there. Bro. That is going to be a wild-ass movie, Paxton. You need to realize that's the difference in movie quality right there.
Bro, I'm so mad that Paxton Lynch is 6'7", dude. It's just such a waste of talent.
That's really what every coach gets fooled with. They see him walking off, he's like, son of a bitch. You can hold a football, huh? How far you throw that, bitch? 40 yards, we could work with that.
You know, we could work with it if you just checked it down every play, honestly.
You a big motherfucker. Welcome to the team.
Maybe that's what they're telling him to. They're just like, they're like, hey, stop throwing the ball downfield. The game plan is that you don't throw the ball at all. The game plan is that we give it to fucking Martin every single time out the backfield.
That's okay? My issue, right? You can't. Just get Francois back there. Now all your now everybody's a threat. Even Francois.
That's about to be the greatest read option of all time. Greatest read option in XFL history.
Shall we transfer to the big league?
Yeah, it's time to talk about the stuff that actually makes money. What the NFL has broken my heart, okay? Actually, no, it hasn't. Because y'all remember last pod? Fuck the Cowboys. Yeah, I said it. I fucking said it. Yeah, y'all thought I was about to be buying a fucking jersey. I knew this shit. I called it. Fuck the Cowgirls. I knew it. I knew it. All you motherfuckers were laughing at me. I got DMs talking about get ready to get a Dak jersey. Fuck you. I know what the fuck I talk about. This is my fucking talk show, bitch. Yeah. Yeah. Just had to let y'all know, fuck the Cowgirls. Anyway, but
I mean,
Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl champs, Pat Mahomes comes back last second.
Got his revenge on Joey B in the conference championship.
Yeah,
I think that was more important. I think I wanted to see that more than I wanted to see Josh Allen versus Pat for overtime rules game. I don't give a fuck, okay? And I think all the Bills realize that, like, all the bitching that everybody else did for them makes them look like bitches.
Yeah.
Everybody can make that. It's not like your defense can't make that stop. Your defense is beat up after they don't make that stop. Because they know that they get the first chance to make an impact on this game. That if they win this game right here, think about it from the defensive perspective, right? If they can get a touchdown and not let the offense, they won that game.
They won the game. But
even if they take that offense off the field, they win that game. They love the opportunity to win the game because the offense wins the game so much.
And my thing is most people, if you do know me, I'm not a Bills fan per se. I do have a soft spot for the Bills because they're the first team I've ever seen play, first team I've ever seen win. So I like for them to succeed. But the Bills are currently the Vikings of the AFC. I'm not going to lie to you. It's just they can't get it done. I can't. If I'm a Bills fan, I don't care how much you like Josh Allen. I don't care how much you like Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs, probably my favorite wide receiver in the league.
They're great talents, too.
Yeah, but you get to a point where it's like, we haven't even snuffed the Super Bowl yet. Like, we haven't even got there. With the team that I'm telling you now, if you turn on Madden and you do a simulation, guess who's in the Super Bowl? Every single time. And I know Madden is the worst thing to talk about because I say it time and time again, that shit ain't real football. But like everybody everywhere is saying the Bills should be in the Super Bowl. The Bills should be in the Super Bowl. So if you're the Bills, what more do you have to do? Like, you have the talent. Why are we not getting there?
That, I agree.
That's the question that everybody needs to be asking themselves that is a Bills fan or part of the Bills organization. You need to sit down and think, okay, we have an explosive offense that can rival the Chiefs to some extent. We have probably, when healthy, the best secondary in the league. You have Von Miller, Greg Rousseau coming off the edge, flying in, not to mention Matt Milano basically being able to do anything you need him to do.
And I think a lot of this is going to have to be rethought about because a lot of this money is going to have to come up. And a lot, Vaughn's on a one-year deal. Or not a one-year, he's on a three-year, right? So he has one more year of guaranteed money, and then next year it's voidable, and it's really his free agent year. They can cut him, they can keep him for another year, they can trade him. It's up to them, really, what they want to do. A lot of these contracts are coming up. A lot of people have to get paid. I mean, you got to think about Trey White. Like,
Trey White.
What do they do with him? Half of the year he didn't play. Half of the year he was one of the best defenders in the league. It's a hard situation for their GM. You know, like they haven't made it to the AFC Championship. So he has to think about some changes that have to be made.
Yeah, that window is slowly closing. The AFC is getting stacked and stacked, more and more stacked.
And the
each
AFC
and every year.
East is getting more stacked and more stacked every year.
Yeah, the Jets are giving them a run.
The Jets, the Dolphins, Bill, regather himself. He's going to find his way to get to another.
Bill somehow coached them motherfuckers into almost being able to make the playoffs.
Again.
Again. With a team that, if we're being real, sucks. Ain't no way in fucking hell y'all should have almost made the playoffs. Okay?
Let any other head coach be a head coach of the Patriots. They will be 7-9, maybe the worst team in the league. Maybe the Texans.
Because you got so many teams coming up. Jags, they're coming up. They're obviously going to win their division. The Bengals are coming up. If the Ravens can somehow keep Lamar, there's still going to be competition. The Steelers, they're on the outside looking in. The Browns on the outside looking in. Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, when they get their shit together, all teams that can take a fucking playoff spot. And then, like we said, Jets were in the playoff picture for a long time. The Patriots, it's Bill Belichick. He's going to find a way to get in there. The Dolphins are on the come up with another explosive fucking offense. And then it's just like, not enough spots to go around for the Bills.
There's just not enough spots to go around in the whole AFC. So, I mean, at the end of the day, the Bills are going to have to think hard and long about what they want to do in this offseason. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they make a jaw-dropping move where everybody sits there like, ah, damn, did they ruin them? Just like the Tyreek Hill trade to where they power up, but not in the way that everybody else sees as a power up.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be something. But Bills Mafia, let me talk to you. It's looking rough.
there's a clip from Pat McAfee show and it's from New England. He's a New England Patriots fan. It's Boston Connor. He says, he's like, oh, you know, did you guys know that the Bills won the last three Super Bowls and they won the fourth year? Because every year coming into the year, they're going to be ranked top power one. They're going to be favorites to win the Super Bowl because everyone rides Josh Allen's dick. Do you guys understand this man had the most turnovers in the league? Do you guys understand that this man gave up a game against the Vikings, gave up a game against the Dolphins, gave up a game against how many games – can you single-handedly give up and the media just looks away from it like this man just gives it all up, puts his whole body on the line. Guess what? Putting his body on the line like that for years and years, he's going to be in this league for about 6 years.
Yeah, and then I definitely think like what did he tear? Something in his elbow. That definitely didn't even help. That I would say that made him worse. That's when the turnovers really got crazy because of the fact
even
that
then
he
before
throw.
That what we had plenty of turnovers. We had plenty of examples of Josh Allen doing this before that, and I feel like that is a crutch for them to say that Josh Allen's going to get better next year. He'll be more healthy. No, he won't.
He won't be any better because at the end of the day, he's doing the same thing he did last year. He's going to try to do everything he can. Probably going to run into a wall a couple times. He's going to throw the ball all over the field. And that elbow probably gets re-injured. Or if it's not, because it's Tommy John. Like, it's literally the shit the pitchers go through. Like, I don't know, man. I think everyone needs to realize that Josh Allen has a thin window that they need to do something crazy to get him.
The Bills championship window is cooked as of right now, unless something goes momentously right. It's not enough. It's not enough. Mostly if
Think about Jalen's predicament and Josh Allen's predicament. Close Jalen in age. Hurts. Yeah, right. Oh, so close in age, but we're talking about a quarterback that is hitting his stride right now, and all the great quarterbacks that are in that division are leaving. They're retiring or moving out of the division.
Oh yeah, Jalen Hurts is in
probably. He has a great road to the top.
He is in the best. To get there again. I mean, there's no one. There's literally no quarterback in the NFC that is rivaling him right now. NFC South completely out of the fucking picture. The Lions. I like Jared Goff. He gets it done. Still don't think he's the franchise quarterback. As of right now, I don't. Packers. They're probably not even gonna have Aaron next year. They're probably gonna have Jordan Love. Definitely don't even know. Justin Fields, not even on the same page. And I like Justin. I think he has a big upside, but like, not even on the same page. The NFC West, the Niners got some great young quarterbacks. Not in the same conversation as Jalen Hurts.
I think it's going to be crazy with the 49ers how they disperse these quarterbacks around the league.
It's going to be
because something. There's no way they keep three starting quarterbacks on their roster. You feel me? There's just no way.
We can all confidently say Jimmy Garoppolo is gone. We could all confidently say Jimmy Garoppolo is gone.
Yeah, definitely. He can't stay. You have two young quarterbacks that can do it. You got two quarterbacks that are around 20 years old that can sling the pill, that can move your offense, and that are absolutely electric. I'm sorry, Jimmy. Your time is up. Plenty of starting opportunities. Okay.
He can go be a game manager for the fucking Packers, dude.
Literally can go right. Wow. No, don't draw up that trade because that trade is a crazy trade right there. That everyone doesn't realize that it has to be a trade. Okay. Yeah. Jimmy G to the Niners or Jimmy G to the Packers for. Then again, they might just rock out with Jordan Love. Oh my gosh.
Dude, if you're the Packers, then you just say, fuck it. We're going to develop Jordan Love. We're not getting another quarterback. We're just going to. We drafted one. Might as well. He sat behind Aaron for what, 3-4 years?
What did they do with Aaron? What did they do with Aaron? Who was his backup? Matt Flynn. Backup. He did great that one game, and then he ended up getting a contract later. I don't know. At the end of the day, I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do with Jordan. Because do you really trust them? I mean, it's the same predicament as Aaron. But it's like, how lucky can you get? How lucky can you just, all right, Brett Favre, it's your turn. Okay, I'm going to be a great Hall of Fame quarterback. Aaron, it's your turn.
It's Aaron.
I'm going to be a great Hall of Fame quarterback.
Do you just trust that? Like, just like
Jordan.
keep the streak going.
That's just so crazy. There's no way they get that lucky three times.
No. If Jordan becomes another MVP caliber quarterback, it's some voodoo. It's some voodoo going on with the Green Bay Packers.
Bro. Then the next time, in 1.5 years after Jordan Love gets too old, and they have drafted his rookie, and they're you know, like, think about Jordan Love 1.5 years ago. Nobody liked him. He was ass in the preseason. Nobody thought he was going to be shit. We got to rock out with another MVP Aaron Rodgers until the wheels fall off. I'm trading for that man right there, right then and there. Because at the end of the day, he's going to be another Hall of Fame NFL quarterback.
Man, snagging Jordan Love.
Not even Jordan Love. His backup. Whenever his replacement comes. Whenever that replacement comes, a year and a half later, take him.
You're talking about the fucking second.
We're talking about 25 years from now when he's an MVP caliber quarterback. Or a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback.
Motherfucker in the 2046 NFL draft.
Oh, I better not wait that long to see a Dolphin fucking Super Bowl.
That's fucking hilarious. I'm sorry.
But to the runners up of the Super Bowl, the Eagles. It was a great run. It was a great Super Bowl from you guys.
Fantastic run.
I love that. I called my friend a big fan of the Eagles. Literally loves them with all his heart. I gave him a whole night to compress everything and, you know, go through it. I know that holding call was tender, but he even said it. So he told me as soon as I hopped on the phone, he was like, I want every call. He's like, I wanted every call to be called. I wanted everything. I wanted the Eagles to win in the cleanest way possible. So at the end of it, I can say,
We won.
And there's nothing you can say about it. And when he said it like that, I was like, yeah, because if they don't get that holding call and all the Chiefs fans are like, oh, there was a hold. And we lost because there was another hold. And Pat tried to call it out and nothing happened. Like, man, it's just as bad. If they're saying it's rigged the same way.
Someone's going to be mad.
Yeah. It's a lose-lose situation. I think, like, when you have a game it's that close, we should have just appreciated it. Remember when we fucking watched 13-3? Like, goddamn. No one appreciates the fact that we just watched a 30... What was the final score? A 38-35 final.
Yeah, it was definitely one of the better Super Bowls I've watched.
Like, Harrison Butker slipped and missed a field goal earlier in that game. He hits that. They don't even need that. They don't even need that final drive. They're draining the clock. Like, I understand it is and it is. But, like, the Chiefs were the better team in the second half, and that's what won them the game. They did, not score. They just kept scoring. Like, they just kept scoring. Let them have had to punt one time in the second half. They don't win.
Yeah, the Eagles, both of the teams, I would say that is the most evenly matched Super Bowl I've seen in a minute.
That was one of the best Super Bowls I've ever seen in my life. I think people need to understand that was one of the greatest Super Bowls that we will ever see. Like, granted, no, okay. Well, I just totally shit on Tom Brady's comeback.
Yeah. That's why I said it's one of, because. Yeah. Tom did that thing that one time.
That one time. The other time when they didn't run the ball on the goal line with Marshawn Lynch, and then Malcolm Butler won the game. There's been times. Okay, there's been a lot of great Super Bowl moments.
I remember that moment. That shit was...
I think overall game-wise, just how many points were scored, how it was still good defense, too. It wasn't like... We weren't seeing great defense played.
It was a great matchup all around.
Offensive lines played great, and that's what people need to appreciate.
Jason Kelce, the GOAT.
Man, every single time on any 4th-and-1, 3rd-and-1, you knew exactly what play they were running.
It's Mr. I squat 600 pounds.
Gonna walk right through your crib to the first down.
I'm going to quite literally punch you in the mouth if you don't move.
Like, I think it's so crazy that they were on a podcast all year. Jason Kelce's number one thing he says on that damn podcast is, we run the quarterback sneak. It works 92% of times. Every week you saw it. They ran it. Every week they tried to find a different defensive formation to stop it. Jason Kelce would get hit by 4 people. At the point of contact, Jason Kelce's eating 4 people's helmets. Jalen's like, thank you, my guy. I'm going to just, first down.
Do you know how good you have to be at something to be like, yeah, I'm gonna tell you what we're gonna run. Okay, I'm gonna
tell week, you. 92% of the time, this shit works. Okay, you can be part of the 8%, but it's an outlier.
Exactly. Like, I'm gonna tell you what we're gonna run. Right? You know that I know that you know what we're about to run. Right? You're not getting back here.
You're not touching Jalen. Okay, you're gonna have to touch Jalen after the first down when we all lay down.
And even if you touch Jalen, you still have Miles Sanders and Kenneth Gainwell pushing it.
Shoving his ass.
Pushing it right through you. So you got Jason Kelce, who is just a ridiculous sized man, who literally flings other grown ass men as a job. You have Jalen Hurts, who we all know squats 600 pounds. And then you have Miles Sanders and Kenneth Gainwell. We've seen Miles Sanders punch motherfuckers in the mouth. Okay.
Literally little Saquon. Okay. Everyone needs to remember that was little Saquon right there.
Exactly. And you take those two, a guy that squats 600 pounds and the greatest center to ever do it, and you just combine that. No one's stopping it.
No, and everyone thinks, you know, Jason Kelce said that too on his podcast, that he said, like, you know, whenever there's just a grunt, just a big D tackle, like, he's just like, fuck my life. Like, he said it and it was a joke and everything. But, like, I don't think he understands. He's looking at this like there's about to be about 3-4 people that sit here, hit me as hard as they can, and sit on top of me as they get over me. And on film the next day, they're going to look at me, get flattened, look at up at you guys, get the first down. Like, fuck.
Jason Kelce's just dying on every QB sneak there.
Just like, fuck, fuck, fuck. Like, that shit was funny to think about. Like, Jason Kelce's like, well, this one's gonna be rough. All right. There we go. No!
He's just like, all right, well, we know how this is gonna end.
A whole lot of shit gotta get hit and moved. A whole lot of shit gotta get hit and moved. That's crazy. I definitely a wild mindset on the D-line and O-line. You know, you're just like, yeah, we're gonna have to eat these. We're gonna have to hope the talent behind us gets there. From both sides, you feel me? You gotta hope the running back gets there, the hope the linebackers jump over, do something spectacular.
And it's so funny because, like, we talk about Jason Kelce, but, like, they literally have some of the greatest O-linemen ever. Like, yeah, Lane Johnson.
I thought Jordan about it, right? What? Who got credited with that sack? There's no way Lane Johnson gets credited with that sack, right? That, you know, that bullshit sack where Jalen, like, ran out of bounds?
Oh,
and
nobody.
It was like, that's our first sack of the game. No one gets that. I was like, there's no fucking way. Let that be Lane Johnson's only sack he's allowed. I would be pissed. I would be like, No.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be a dick. Give it to Lyndon Dickerson.
You better give it to that young boy right there. Give it to Lyndon. He would have allowed one anyway. Fuck it.
Isn't it what? It's his second year, right? It's his second year.
Yeah, NFL. Second year.
Oh, yeah, give the sophomore.
I was going to say rookie, and then I thought, like...
No, yeah, no. I thought he was a rookie, too, but I had to think of it out. I was like, he's, like, 24, so...
Yeah, that shit's hilarious. Nah,
but
that
if
was
he is
one
a rookie,
the...
give the rookie a fucking sack. It's okay.
I think it's so impressive how people can find a way to complain about two number one seeds making it to the Super Bowl. Like, at the end of the day, best teams in the NFL showed it to us all year, and we got to see one of the best games all year. Like... Stop complaining. We got a great treat. I don't know what else that we could have got in that game.
Yeah. And then, you know, I'm
Isaiah Pacheco. Oh, we didn't even talk about Isaiah.
I don't like talking about Isaiah. If anybody here watches our YouTube videos, you know I don't want to talk about Isaiah Pacheco.
That boy is an issue.
It's an issue.
That boy runs through people's souls.
And if he's not doing that, he's making you look fucking stupid.
Just foolish. Like, I don't understand. He just cuts in and out of breaks so quick, so fast. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Isaiah Pacheco. Who else? MVS. MVS is just... He's a solid wide receiver to have. He's a very solid. Aaron missed him this season.
Aaron missed bigger him. Than Devontae lost. Aaron definitely missed. I feel like more role wide receivers. You know, just more older role wide receivers.
Yeah, because he wouldn't have cared. I mean, he would have cared losing Tay. But if you lose Tay and you still keep MVS and you know all your little like you know air what's bro's name? Can't think of it right now. Lazard. You keep Lazard. You keep MVS. And you're chilling.
You let those rookies develop. You know, one of them. Yeah, gets a lot exactly. Time. Because what? It was perfect timing, honestly. It was kind of like one was off, one was on, one was off, one was on. You know, it was like...
yeah, Dobbs showed up. And then
beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Got and hurt.
Then, and then once he got hurt again.
Christian got hurt early before the season started. So Romeo got the start. Romeo gets hurt. Christian would have came in and done exactly what Christian did. Took time to develop, though. And then been a superstar. And then you kind of have a situation where you're looking at them like, oh, they're both great. Now we can move on from MVS. Now we can choose. Or you keep MVS and you move on from Alan Lazard, the non-athletic, the non, like the one person that's non-versatile.
I feel like Alan Lazard is just a big body. Like he's just
a good blocker. I feel like he's a good role player, a good team. I get it if you want to keep him.
I feel like the reason he was getting open a lot more than people thought, and like people were like, oh yeah, Alan Lazard, is because you had Devontae, you had MVS.
He had people able to take the top off. He had
that forgotten man syndrome where it's just kind of like, oh yeah, he's here too. Wait, go get him.
Oh, shit, he just hit us for 75 because he does have good straight line speed.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, also shout out to the Eagles. Shout out to my boy Devontae Smith. I fuck with Tay ever since he was at ever since he won the fucking Heisman, bro. That wanted Devontae Smith to be Super Bowl MVP, low key. Should have been him. Would have been him. I'm still sad about the loss. I'm not even an Eagles fan. I'm sad about it. I had a horse in the race because I like Devontae Smith, but Pat Mahomes, he deserves it. He definitely does. So is it time to talk about that that one thing that's coming up, that free agent thing?
Free agency will be coming up, and I can't wait to speak about that.
All right, sorry guys. Unfortunately, the end of the audio corrupted, but that's the end of the remix podcast. Me and Lance had a great time doing this. We'll be back next week for XFL Week 2, and then we will also be back to finish our NFL free agency predictions and maybe a little bit of NBA stuff since they just made it past their midway part. If you like the pod, follow on whatever you're listening to. We're on multiple platforms, so you know it really means a lot. And have a good one, guys.